Hello. This is the way to come out. Good morning, brothers. I'm going to see you in the evening. This is the way to come out. Let's see you all in the evening. Praise the Lord, we can gather all together here to worship the Lord. 几年前吧，我在 Costco 看到一本书。
A few years back, I'm in Costco and I saw a book.
这本书呢是 George W. Bush 总统他写的，他已经退任了，他写给他的自传。
Author autobiography by ex-president George Bush.
23块。
$23,
太贵了。
Too expensive.
我就等两三年。
I waited for 3 years.
就买了，在 Amazon.com 3块。
Then I wait 3 years and get it for $3 in Amazon.com.
为什么我要买这本书呢？
Why do I buy this book?
因为这本书的名字是我很吸引的。
Because the title is very attractive.
这本书呢叫做 Decision Point, 决定的时刻啊
，Decision Point.
那么就说到这个 George W. Bush 呢，他在人生当中做了很重要的几个决定。
And there was a mention a few decision points in the book about it in his lifetime.
他决定接受耶稣做他主。
And he decided to accept Christ as his savior.
他决定拒绝 Laura 做他的太太。
And the time that he invited Laura to be his wife.
他决定要从政。
And he decided to go politics.
那么从政之后呢，有很多重要的决定他在做。
And since then, there's many other important decisions.
这些决定不但是影响他自己
，those decisions not only affecting himself,
也影响到他的家庭
，but also affecting his family,
影响到美国
，and the life of America,
也影响到全世界
，and the whole world.
所以呢，一个决定其实有很厉害的影响
，and actually, a decision can have a big impact.
有一个人做了一个最重调查。
And there was one analysis,
就是看有一个房子啊，在一个森林的里面，那个江头的这个森林里面。
There is a house in the midst of a jungle.
那么这个屋顶呢，就是斜斜的哈，两边左边跟右边。
The roof are slanted.
那么有人在观察，我是一点水哈，滴到左边的话，这一点水呢，这一水呢，会去什么地方？都是滴到右边也会去什么地方
？And they try to analyze and say if water drop from the left side of the roof, see where does it go, and then if it drop from the right side of the roof, where does it end up？
就发现螺丝到左边去
，and found it in the left side，
它会跑到一个污沟的一个沟里面
，and it end up in a gully, dirty gully on the left side。
然后到了一个死的一潭水里面。
And that was a dead pool of water.
里面都是枯干的树叶，还有是很多的虫在里面繁殖。
With much decayed leaves and worms and stuff.
但是老师在右手边的话
，But it is planted on the right hand side.
它会经常一条小溪，然后小河，然后大河，然后这个海洋去。
It will be all gathered together in small streams, big stream, big river, and then end up in the sea.
在一个大海里面有很多生命。
And there's plenty of life forms in the sea.
就是一个决定，左边还是右边。
And it's a simple decision, left or right.
各位不要轻看你做的决定。
Don't underestimate the left or right decisions that you make.
左边住到神那边去，右边可能到别的地方。
And in the left side, you may end up in the Lord, and the right side, you may end up somewhere else.
那么今天我要跟各位思想的这个人物。
And today I want to think about a person with you.
这个人呢叫做腓力，在这个使徒行传的第六章开始的。
And it's Philip that is recorded in Acts chapter 6.
这个腓力呢，他其实呢也做了一个很重要的决定。
Philip also made a lot of important decisions in his life.
我是没有圣经的话
，If you have the Bible，
请你翻开使徒行传第六章
，Please turn to Acts chapter 6,
第三节。
And verse 3,
我就请Brother King 来读哈，念英文，我就看中文就好了哈。第三节开始，念到第七节，英文
，OK， 好，
我们来看中文，第三节到第七节。
Chapter 6, verse 3. Brothers, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn to this responsibility over to them and will give our attention to prayer and our ministry of the word. This proposal pleased the whole group. They choose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. Also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timothy, Parmenia, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostle, who prayed and laid their hands on them. So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. And let's turn to chapter 8 and verse 1.
That his brother came in.
And Saul was there, giving approval to his death. On that day, a great persecution broke out against the church at Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. Godly.
再看第四节开始,
and verse 4. Those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. Philip went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed the Christ there. When the crowd heard Philip and saw the miraculous sign that he did, they all paid close attention to what he said. With strict evil spirit came out of many, and many paralytic and cripples were healed. So there was great joy in the city.
那么我们看见这个腓力呢，人生有三个重要的阶段。
In Philip's life, we can see 3 important points.
他也做了三个很重要的decision，这个决定。
And he made 3 important decisions.
他是在耶路撒冷城信主。
And he was appointed in Jerusalem.
那么就进入了耶路撒冷的大教会，很多人。
And he joined the church there.
那么后来呢，这个教会太大了。
And since the church becomes so big,
那么有些犹太人呢，他们不会讲希伯来话。
And some of them don't speak Hebrews.
因此呢，他们都说在日常的供应上面呢，他们被忽略了。
And they complained that they were neglected in the daily supply in the church life.
那个时候的传道的很辛苦。
And in those days, the preachers are very, the life is difficult.
那些使徒啊,
the apostles,
就是又要讲道，又要看，又牧养，还要管理饭食。
They need to preach. They also need to take care of even the food on and satisfy each everybody.
因为他们事情太多了,
and there's plenty of stuff that
they take care of. 部分人被忽略了,
and so some of them are neglected.
被忽略之后呢，就产生怨言了,
and they complain afterwards.
有怨言之后呢，就彼此不和了,
and there were from the complaints that end up with the discomfort.
所以他们做了一个很重要的决定，要立一个选出7位执事。 来管理饭食.
So they made a big important decision to select 7 people to take care of the food stuff.
那么肥力呢也被选上了.
Philip is one.
那么他做了一个很重要的决定，第一个决定.
And the first important decision he made,
他接受这个 appointment, 他接受这个任命.
He accepted the assignment,
变成耶路撒冷第一批的7个执事的其中一位.
And he became the first ministers in the deacons in the early church.
所以呢，他是住在耶路撒冷,
and he lived in Jerusalem.
他服侍地方教会,
and he served the local church.
并且呢，选执事的时候呢，有条件,
and there's plenty of regulations of rules to select the deacons.
有好名声的,
and they have to be good name.
有智慧充足的,
and wise,
圣灵充满的,
spirit filled.
然后呢，才有资格被派做执事.
And then they can be appointed as deacons.
那么他做了一个政治,
and he became one.
那么后来呢，耶路撒冷大遭逼迫,
and there was big prosecutions in Jerusalem.
但是基督徒都分散了,
all the Christians scattered.
那么腓力呢也离开了,
and Philip is one of them.
所以呢，他做了第二个重要的决定,
and he made the second important decision.
他决定离开耶路撒冷.
He decided to leave Jerusalem.
他决定呢进到这个城市叫撒玛利亚城的 city of Samaria.
And he ended up in the city of Samaria.
那么在撒玛利亚呢，他不再做执事了。
And he not become a deacon in Samaria.
他变成一个 evangelist. 他变成一个传福音的腓力。
And he become an evangelist.
并且呢，他能够行神迹。
And he performed miracles.
他的讲道大有能力。
And he preached very good.
在耶路撒冷的时候，他只是管理饭食的。
And he only take care of the dinners, in Jerusalem.
过了不久了，他成为一个传道的一个布道家。
But he became a famous, and powerful evangelist.
很多人因为他的讲道信。
Many people converted because of his sermon.
都是，所以呢，他在撒玛利亚的侍奉呢，非常的成功了。
And he successfully fulfilled his deacon's work in Samaria.
第三个决定
，and the third decision.
当他最顺利、最高峰的时候
，as he was in at the height of his stage,
圣灵有个声音在他里面
，there was a voice in his heart.
他也不知道为什么是这样子
，and he doesn't really know what happened.
圣灵说离开撒玛利亚
，and the voice tells him to leave Samaria,
进到旷野去。
And go to the desert.
我要分派你做另外一个事情。
I'm going to give you a different assignment.
我暂时不告诉你什么事情。
I'm not telling you what.
你先去吧。
Let's go.
你先离开吧。
And let's go.
好像有点亚伯拉罕一样的。
And just like Abraham.
离开老故乡的时候呢，还不知道要去哪里。
Abraham was told to leave his homeland and go somewhere.
不过我们知道是说，他离开这一进到旷野不久呢，他就碰到一个。高官，那个非洲来的一个Ethiopian一个高官。
As we know that Philip met a high officer from Africa as he entered the desert.
然后呢，他就在那个地方跟那个高官传福音。
And he preached to the high officer.
这个高官他是个非洲人，不是一个亚洲人啊，也不是中东人。
And the priest and the officer is actually from Africa.
所以他是个非洲人。
He's an African.
所以呢，他做了跨文化的宣教的工作。
And he preached in an international cross culture.
所以你看见耶路撒冷
from Jerusalem
是一个执事
as deacon there.
撒玛利亚是一个传福音的人
evangelist in Samaria.
然后作为一个第三个是在这旷野的成为一个跨文化的宣教士
And he became a minister in the desert.
那么怎么 African? 那么我们看见这个三个阶段神怎么来去使用他呢？
Let's take a look and see how God used them in this three
phases.
And what kind of lessons did he learn?
第一件事情
First,
他立足本位，就是在耶路撒冷，就是他原来的地方。然后呢，他在那个地方认识神在他身上的那个训练与塑造。
And he recognized and obeyed to the ordained assignments by the Lord in each one of his phases.
请问他在耶路撒冷。学了什么功课
？In Jerusalem, what did he learn?
为什么神不很快的把他带到这个要做这个跨文化的宣教师
？Why did God strictly use him directly in the desert to preach to the African officer?
神要在耶路撒冷让他学几个功课
？And because God wanted to learn a few lessons in Jerusalem.
第二功课
，First，
他要学会做一个仆人领袖。
He need to be learned like a to be a servant.
他要甘心的学习做卑微的工作。
He need to be humble and obedient to do humble work.
所以呢，他被选为执事，他不是做官啊，不是。
As a deacon, he is not high up there in hierarchy.
很多人以为做执事等于说变成 church boss 一样啊。
And many people may be mistaken that the deacons becoming the church, the boss of the church.
不是的
No.
执事是服侍基督教会的
As a deacon, they need to serve the church.
传道人也好，执事也好，是要建立基督教会的
As a preacher or as a deacon, they need to bring up or build up the church.
愿意牺牲自己，成全别人，才有资格做执事
Need to be sacrificing yourself to build up the church.
若是你不愿意牺牲自己来成全别人的话，教会替你做这些事情都不要做，你很痛苦。
If you not willing to sacrifice yourself and build up the church, decline the invitation by the church to be a deacon.
所以若是你要做执事，你记得我愿意放下自己，牺牲自己来成全别人，才有资格做执事。
As you are invited to be a deacon, you need to know that you are willing to sacrifice yourself and serve others.
但是人呐、啊，一出生就喜欢做大的，不喜欢做小。
But as you know, everybody wants to be the big number one as you grow up.
人一出生啊，都喜欢在上面，不想在下面，是吧
？And since birth, everybody wants to be the number one.
所以你要做执事，你必须要训练你的心。You have to train the heart, 变成一个仆人的心。
To be a deacon successfully, you need to start with your heart training you on.
你看这个旧约里面指出是个很伟大的先知叫以利亚嘛，哇，呼天唤地哈。
You know Elijah in the Old Testament.
那么他有一个学生叫做伊丽莎。
And he got a student called
Elisha. 那么这个伊丽莎呢，就跟着这个师傅啊。
Elisha is follow his teacher.
是这个时候伊丽莎是他的门徒。
And he's a disciple.
那么甚至说他是怎么做门徒呢？
And the Bible tells us how he became a disciple.
那么中文圣经说以利沙是以利亚的帮手。
And the Chinese Bible tells us that Elisha is a helper to Elijah.
那么原来的意思什么叫帮手呢？
The original meaning for being helper
就是在倒水给以利亚洗手的人，就是一个女佣们。
And that basically means that you bring water to wash the feet of the master.
是非常谦卑的工作。
It's a humble job.
不过后来我们知道。
But at the end we know,
以利沙以后的工作比以利亚的工作更厉害。
And we know the student is actually more becoming more successful in his ministry than his master.
以利亚呢，在圣经里面记载，他总共行了七个重要的神迹。
And Elijah performed 7 big important miracles in the Bible.
以利沙呢，他的学生呢，总共是有14个，刚刚一倍。
And his students actually made 14, which is the double the amount of miracles.
但是他还没有变成那么伟大之前。
But as he become so famous and big,
他做一个忠心的、谦卑的仆人。
He is an obedient and loyal servant.
神带领他经过这个阶段。
And God take him through this humble state.
你没有替人倒水过，你就没有资格做别人的领袖。
If you didn't pour the water for your masters, and you cannot be the leader.
这是圣经的一个道路，一个 pathway.
And this is a path that seems to be set in the Bible.
我们教会有一位老弟兄。
And there is a brother in our church.
他是有份法名彩色电视。
He got a part that inventions of the
color TV. 不是他全部发明，他有 pattern， 他有一个 pattern 在里面。
He got a pattern. He gets his name on the pattern.
所以他是个工程师。
He's a famous engineer.
在美国已经70年。
And he been in the United States for about 67 years.
所以他是很有名的科学家。
He's a famous scientist.
后来呢，到我们教会来。
As he entered our church,
我们教会呢是他这个小分堂聚会。
And we are actually worshiping in a small church.
他在我们一个小分堂。他 yeah. 那么这个分堂呢是借用美国教会的。
And it is a small church that
我们借用一个美国的教会。
Which is in the American church.
很麻烦的，每一次聚会都要把椅子呢从楼上搬到楼下，聚会完以后从楼下搬回楼上。
It is troublesome because we're using other people's facilities. So for each worship, we have to bring the chairs down, and then afterward, we bring it back to the.
这个是这个弟兄那个时候已经八十几岁。
And this brother I mentioned is 89 years old at that time.
我们叫他Uncle Tom.
We call him Uncle Tom.
他呢就把椅子从楼上上来是一打四架。
So he's strong to bring even 4 chairs together from upstairs down.
那么然后呢就把他给搬了，这个椅子都搬上去。
And then afterward he helps to bring 4 chairs at the same time.
然后就趁不跑，不动，你不要坐，等一下有什么意外，我们承担不了这个责任了，麻烦你了。
We were all scared and tell him to be careful because we cannot afford any accidents from him.
89岁的半了。
89 years old, he helped bringing up chairs.
他总是说没事没事，别再打上去了。Okay.
And he always say there is nothing, and he just run up the stairs.
人家问他说，
and he was asked,
Uncle Tom, 你在教会有什么服事啊？
And what do you do in the church?
他就很高兴地告诉人说，
and he happily said,
I'm the chairman of the church.
I'm the chairman of the church.
I move chairs.
I move chairs.
我是搬椅子的哈，因为搬椅子的 chairman 也是主席的意思嘛，主席也是搬椅子的，跟那同一个字的英文。我就是搬椅子的人啊。
And chairman is the one who is responsible for moving all the chairs.
I'm the chairman of the church. 原来他是搬椅子而已。但是他这句话
But because of this work,
一个那么出名的科学家
，a famous scientist，
一个老伯父啊
，and a old person，
他应该坐在那个地方给年轻人服侍才对，是吗？
He probably should be just settled down at the corner and
你们这些五六十岁的小伙子
，and he may be saying to those 50-60-year-olds，
你们这二三十岁的小 baby 啊
，and the 20-some-year-old babies，
你来服侍我就对了啊
，you should come and serve me。
不是他说这句话，也没有人反对他，有没有
？Even if he say that, nobody will argue with him。
他是服侍那些人。
But instead, he served all those.
他替的是二三十岁的半子。
And he helping all those 20-30-year-olds to run
away. 我们有个小伙子，真的小伙子，19岁啊，来我们教会没有车子。
And there's a young man, 19 years old, come to our church with no car.
他要那个，我去接他，没关系。他91岁的那个时候。
And Uncle Tim, at that time, was 91 years old, and he said he volunteered right away to pick him up.
91岁去见那个19岁的，九一见一九啊，大家都是90后。
And the 91-year-old pick up a 19-year-old. They all think not basically 90, but quite different age group.
所以有一次他开到，因为91岁的开车就睡着了，是吧？哇！
He can sleep and drive at the same time.
已经遇到了，他还不开车，还在睡觉，这样子。
And he's not moving at the red light.
从那天开始，这个十九岁就不敢在警察带了。
Since the witness said stopping, and the 19-year-old declined to ride.
不过我们看见这个就是一个非常好的一个图画。
But we saw a good witness of being loyal to serve.
有很多时候我们在教会服侍。
And most of the time we serve in the church.
啊，我们常常会埋怨。
And we complain.
为什么老是我办领子
？Why is me again?
为什么老是我做这种干的什么啊
？Why is it this work seems to be reserved?
为什么都是我来去服侍的呢
？Why do I have to serve the others?
各位，应该感谢主。
And let's
应该感谢主。
And you should thank the Lord.
你今天有力气服侍的是福气。
And today you have the strength to serve, and it is your opportunity and blessing.
我说你今天躺在的地方，在教会来服侍你是有福吗？你是有病的，是吧
？If you lie there and the whole church come to serve you, you call that blessing?
你想你去服侍整个教会呢，还是整个教会每天给你带饭，送给你吃
？Do you want to be serving the whole church, or do you want the whole church come and line up?
你不想要给我感谢神，我这个大年纪还不办来。你这办来办去是福气是吗
？And you should thankful to the Lord that you can have the strength to even move the chairs.
所以呢，这个的肥殿在耶路撒冷都谦卑的来打饭呢、啊，管理办事啊。
And this Philip is very loyal and humble to serve food in Jerusalem.
这个 Uncle Tom，
this Uncle Tom 这样说，
他每天固定好像半夜一样祷告，早上祷告。
And he just like Daniel, he prayed to the Lord every day.
他说
的 morning
啊，我去祷告，跟太太说，吃饭的时候叫我下来，好，这样子。
And he tell his wife, he say, call me when the lunch is ready. And he went up to pray.
有点圣诞节附近。
And sometime around Christmas,
他就上去祷告。
And he went up to pray.
就跪在床前祷告。
And he kneel down in front of his bed.
然后呢，他太太说，陈伯伯说，哎，老妹，好，来吃饭，这样子。
And his wife called up on to him to come down for lunch.
他老了听不见
，and he is too old to hear.
那么他就跑上去
，and his wife went up.
看他跪在床前上
，and she saw him kneel down in front of the bed and pray.
再叫他，他还听不见
，and called again and he is not listening.
好了，再害他
，and she went up to pat him.
发现他已经离开
，and then find out that he
is. 他在祷告当中去见耶稣。他在祷告的当中看到耶稣。
He went up to see Jesus his prayer.
多好啊！阿门，耶稣这个前面。
Praise the Lord for his service.
多好啊，各位。
How nice is?
好过一些基督徒打麻将。
And better than the Christians that can play 麻将。
打得太高兴。
And become too excited.
呼啦呼啦呼啦，这样子。
And it's my turn.
他太高兴。就是心脏病发就死了啊
！As he become too excited now because it's close to scoring and die at the table，
那么就去看到耶稣了。
And then when he see Christ，
但是手都还有麻将呢。
He probably still hold the 麻将 in his hand.
那么耶稣说里面什么东西？
没有。
He may have to hide the 麻将 as he come close to see Jesus.
你宁愿带着麻将去看耶稣呢，还是祷告当中去见耶稣啊？对不对？
Which way you want to go see Jesus? With the 麻将 in hand or praying at the back?
这位我们在祷告当中看到耶稣。
And that this Uncle Tom, pray and see Jesus.
这是有福的人生。
And this is a blessing life.
所以腓力的在耶路撒冷是操练管理饭食，谦谦卑卑，操练他仆人的心 ，shape his servant's heart. His servant's heart is being shaped there.
And Philip was shaping his heart, in serving the Lord in Jerusalem.
不单只学这功，第二功他学到了。
And the second lesson, that he learned.
因为耶路撒冷是当时的一个大都会嘛。
Jerusalem was a big city back then.
有很多不同的人都到耶路撒冷去做不同的事情。
Many different people come to Jerusalem for different business.
甚至很多的犹太人，他们虽然已经分散到中东各地，但是他们都会春节啊，过年过节啊，都会到耶路撒冷去敬拜耶和华的。
And even though many Jews have been scattered all the country, but they all come to Jerusalem to worship at the festival time.
所以呢，耶路撒冷的教会呢，其实有很多不同的背景、文化背景的人都在耶路撒冷。虽然大部分是犹太人。
And the background of the church is actually quite complicated back then in Jerusalem.
所以我们就发现一件事情。
And we noticed one thing.
就是说，其实他们有不同的背景。
Their background is quite diverse.
他要服侍不同背景的人。
They need to serve different kinds of people.
你要服侍不同背景的人，你就不能够自我做中心。
And you cannot be self-centered as you try to serve a diverse background group of people.
美国华人教会、加拿大华人教会都是这个状况。
And the Church of the United States and Canada is in similar situation.
我特别是讲到华人教会 Chinese Church.
I'm talking specifically the Chinese Church.
啊，我们都有不同地方的。
We all come from different places.
我有一次我在我教会的英文堂。
And one time, and I'm in the English congregation.
我在
那church.
我就坐礼拜，听着英文堂牧师讲道。
I was sitting there listening to the English pastor.
我就算一算，这些人我都认识了，看看他们的出生地有多少个出生地。
I'm trying to count how many birthplaces among the congregation members.
他们都是中国人。
They're all Chinese,
但是来自16个不同国家。
But they come from 16 different countries.
还不算中国、台湾不算。
And we're not even counting China or Taiwan.
有这个日本来的。
And that's from Japan.
有这个苏里南来的，你听过苏里南？苏里南听过没有？叫做河属，不是苏里南的，它是叫做河属圭亚那。你知道这个？南美洲的北边有三个国家，是吧？小国家。
I don't know, but there is a South American country.
有一个国家叫做 Surinam， 苏里南。这个叫河属圭亚那，
圭亚那。
All right， 既然有人从这边来的
，and they all from different countries，
那么16
左右，
所以就是跟耶路撒冷教会差不多。
And it is similar to the background of the congregation in Jerusalem.
所以我们看见我们这个教会
，as we know in our church，
我们都是来自不同的背景。
We all come from different background.
昨天我特别说到说，教会就好像挪亚的方舟一样。
And yesterday I mentioned that church is just like the Noah's ark.
里面都不同动物。
And there's many different animals in there.
就好像我们一样。
And just like us,
有不同的动物个性。
And we all have different animal instincts.
我们教会里面也有些比较古老的，是吧？
And we have some conservative ones,
稍微古板的。
And some of them,
有些是很灵活的。
And some are very dynamic.
有些人会精打细算的，很会算的。
Some are very calculated.
所以呢，有些人是 professionals, 这是精益求精的，这是完美主义者，是吧？
And we also get perfectionists.
有些人就是奇奇怪怪的啊，这样子。
And there's also among them the strange kind.
但是这些人都得救了。
But they all say,
有一本书啊，我看过一本书啊，那个书名呢就很吸引我，我还没有读到里面，我就想买。
And there was another book that I even want to buy the book just from the title.
这本书呢，就是它的封面呢，就是一个教会的门。
And if on the back, on the front page, there is the church door.
那么通常呢，主教会的门呢，通常都有个牌子写欢迎你 ，Welcome 这样子。
Normally there's a welcome sign in front of the church door.
但是这本书，他故意呢，把那个牌子，教会的门的牌子里头写了一行字啊。
And this book specifically hide the names of the church.
这他写了一行字
，and there is a line of word.
No perfect people allowed. 我是说你是管理的话。不欢迎你进来，这样子。
If you're perfect, don't come in.
很奇怪。
It's kind of strange.
如果你觉得你很完美的话，你千万不要进来。
And if you think you're perfect, don't come in here.
我们不欢迎自以为完美的人进来。
We don't welcome those people who are perfect to come
in. 其实我们去到教会
，as we enter the church,
我们都是 broken people. 我们都是支离破碎的人。
We all basically sick and broken.
你说我没有。你说我完美吗？你外面很完整，你里面破碎的不堪。
And you may be perfect on the outside, but you are broken.
我们在道德上面不完美。
And we are not morally perfect.
我们人格上面不完美。
And we're bad in
morals. 我们在经验上面不完美。
And experience.
我们在处人方面、处事上面都不完美。
And we don't really have a good handling on the relationship.
我们都是带着破碎的人来到这个教会。
As a broken person that will come to church.
所以我们要学习彼此的接纳。
And so we need to learn how to accept each other.
弟兄姐妹
Brother and sister.
腓立人在耶路撒冷教会都学这个功课。
And Philip learned this lesson while in Jerusalem.
他学会了卑微的工作。
And he learned how to become humble.
他也学会了应付不同的人，接纳不同的人。
And he learned how to deal with all the people from different backgrounds.
好，我们来看第二件事情。
And we come to learn the second thing.
他就离开了耶路撒冷。
As he leave Jerusalem,
他就去了撒玛利亚。
He entered Samaria.
那撒玛利亚跟耶路撒冷有什么不一样呢？
It is a different place than Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷还是比较多犹太人住的地方。
There's many plenty of Jews in Jerusalem.
撒玛利亚是一个外邦人都掺很掺杂的一个城市。
But in Samaria, it is a lot of foreigners, so to speak, in the gathering.
所以呢，这个的腓立呢，一进到撒玛利亚，他立刻呢就广阔起来。
As he enters Samaria, he becomes open.
那么神呢，就用这个大庇护呢，就把他带到撒玛利亚去。
That's because of prostitution, many people come to Samaria with Philip.
那么其实呢，这个腓立进到撒玛利亚呢，他的 perspective, 他的 vision, 他的视野呢，都立刻被扩大了。
As he come to Samaria and his perspective of eyesight being set open.
那么我问各位问题。
I ask you a few questions.
比如说我们听到十三亿啊，十三亿 1.3 billion, 十三亿，你会想到什么呢？
If I call the number 1.3 billion, what would you think of?
大家说啊，是中国人，中国人
you know, ，Chinese people
啊，其实呢，这些不止，有人说是 1.5 billion 啊。
Someone say it is actually 15 billion.
我们说13亿就好，1.3 billion 13亿。其实呢，这个13亿呢，有另外代表两种人，你知道吗
？And this number actually meant two things.
第一种是中国人。
And first is the Chinese people.
第二种是回教徒，十三亿。
And the second is actually I like the number for the Muslims.
第三种呢是贫穷人，全世界活在贫穷线以下的人，总共也有十三亿。
And the other number basically could highlight the number of poor people in the world.
所以十三亿是华语，第二是回民，第三是平民。
That 1.3 billion, 13 billion can actually mean the number of Chinese, the number of Muslims, and the number of poor.
所以我们看见这个情况吗？
Can we see this?
所以呢，我们看见原来这个世界那需要那么的大。
And we know that the needs of the world is so big.
我们的广东堂的弟兄姊妹。
Those who worship the Cantonese,
我说我们的教会。
In our church,
他们在工作的场合里面都很多是讲国语的，讲普通话的。
And they actually work in places that a lot of Mandarin-speaking people together as colleagues.
我说你有没有向他们传福音？
I asked them, did you ever preach to them gospel?
那在广东, 弟兄姐妹说, 我没有, 因为我的国语, 我的普通话讲得不好,不准, 我说不准,
and they basically all say that no, I didn't, because my Mandarin is not speaking.
So they
didn't want to open the mouth to start speaking.
但是你想一想,
but as you know,
毛泽东的国语准不准啊, 普通话?
Chairman Mao, his Mandarin is good.
邓小平的普通话准吗? 是四川的客家话是吗?
And the Mandarin for
邓小平,
is he good?
你听过孙中山先生演讲吗? 用普通话?
You know, 国语? Our father, Sun Zhongshan,
Dr. Sun Zhongshan,
yes, Dr. Sun,
保证你听不懂.
I guarantee you can't even listen and understand.
你听过蒋介石 讲国语吗?
You know, 蒋介石,
总统蒋总统, 你听过陈水扁讲国语吗?
They all famous people in Taiwan.
我刚才所讲的所有的人的国语都不准。
I mentioned all those people's names, actually they all don't speak good Mandarin.
其实我的工作语言本来是广东话。
I'm also a Cantonese congregation.
Mandarin, 国语是我学回来的。
I speak Mandarin by learning.
那, 我刚学的时候,
as I start learning,
开始用国语讲道的时候,
as I start preaching in Mandarin,
我都有祷告。
And I didn't pray.
我有个祷告。
I have a prayer.
我说主啊, 求你怜悯我。
I pray to the Lord for His mercy.
让我讲的国语他们能听得懂啊。
I want them to be able to understand me.
我就一直为我自己祷告，主啊，帮助我啊，你怜悯我，帮助我，我怜悯我，一直为自己祷告。
I pray for myself continuously to help myself to
讲得好一些，讲得好一些。
To be able to speak Mandarin well.
后来我发现这些名人，什么苏中山、邓小平，都讲得不准，在原来。
As I find out, all those famous people that I mentioned, they can't speak good Mandarin either.
他们不准，那为什么我要那么准呢？
They can't speak good Mandarin. Why do I have to speak good Mandarin?
所以从那天开始，我就不做这个祷告了。
Then I stop praying for speaking good in front of our Lord.
我就求神怜悯他们，不是怜悯我。
I start praying for them.
哦，主，怜悯他们，让他们听明白我讲的，听明白就算了，这样子。
Let them be able to understand you.
那么我们在工作的场合,
as we in our workplace,
我就问他们说, 那么你们讲国语的讲广东话, 有没有像那些讲英文的朋友传福音吗?
I start asking them, did you ever talk and preach the gospel to those people who speak in English?
他说, 英文我懂, 但是我的口音不准。
But my accent is not very good in front of those English speaking either.
我怕他笑我。
I afraid that they might be laughing at me.
因为我的accent很清楚的。
And my accent is too strong for them.
所以呢，我不敢开口。
I dare not open my mouth to speak.
各位，Gospel, 有真的很纯正的英文吗?
Is there really anybody who speaks perfect English?
你知道全世界英语国家来说是十大英语国家排名，你记得吗?
Do you know the 10 important countries who speak predominantly English?
十个英语国家，第一个当然是美国。
The first one is United States.
第二,
second,
印度,
India.
是吗? 我都不知道的。
You may be surprised.
印度12亿人。
There is 12 million people. 12 million people, 1.2 billion, 有四分之一讲英文的，听英文的，写英文的。 A quarter of them actually literate in English.
所以呢，已经是三亿了，你知道吗？
And that is a lot of people.
美国是3.5亿，第二就是印度3亿人讲英文的，你知道吗？ 第三个英语国家，
the third English speaking country,
巴基斯坦。 第四个 Nigeria, 尼日利亚。 第五个是英国,
England,
第五, 第六是菲律宾,
the sixth place is the Philippines,
第七德国,
Australia,
第八, Germany, 第八, 孟加拉班德的,
number nine is Brangadan,
number eight,
number eight,
number eight, 第九, 埃及,
Egypt is number 9.
对不起，第十才是加拿大。
Canada is number 10.
你看这些 Nigerian, Egyptian, Bangladesh, 这些人的英文准吗？
Did you ever hear all those other countries?
没有有些印度人的朋友跟你讲英文啊。
You ever heard about anybody who speaks?
都讲得非常流利，你是听不懂而已。
They speak well, but you just don't understand.
不听。
They speak very fast.
所以，你就不要太紧张说，哎，我不会讲英语，因为世界没有准确的英语。太准确的，李光耀总理。他的 Oxford English 最准的，但是很可惜也听不懂，太准了。牛津英语也听不懂。
So don't worry about the perfect English because nobody ever said any English that is perfect.
我认为英语最好的就是光耀。
I thought the president in Taiwan,
Singapore
is actually speak very, very good
Oxford English.
But nobody understands.
太准了，也听不懂。所以呢，我们就看见原来原来是这样子的啊
！So we kind of see a strange event here.
所以去到撒玛利亚那个意义是什么呢？
As Philip get to Samaria, what actually is happening there?
就是说神开过他的属灵的视野。
哇！
原来住在犹太人以外，还有那么多的外邦人属灵的需要。
Because God opened His mind and sight to see the needs of all these big needs.
第二方面说，不单是这样子。
Not only this,
你有没有看见这个腓力的恩赐步步高升？有没有看见
？You can see the progressive improvement of Philip's accomplishments.
他在耶路撒冷的恩赐就是说执事行政 administration,
and he basically is administratively served in Jerusalem.
在撒玛利亚呢，他的恩赐是布道，传福音的布道 evangelist,
but he became teaching and evangelist in Samaria.
到了这个的旷野呢，他变成一个跨文化的宣教士 cross cultural missionary.
As he come into the desert, he become a cross cultural missionary.
所以呢，结论是什么呢？
And what is the conclusion?
结论就是说，神啊，比如说他已经命定。一生当中要给你五个恩赐，比如说
，just for instance that God has intended 5 gifts for you in your life.
头三年他给你第一个
，and He might give you the first one in the third year.
然后后三年他给你第二个
，and the following 3 years He might give you the second one.
接下去呢，给你第三个、第四个、第五个
，and He might then give you the third, the fourth, and so on.
他不会一下子都给你五个
，He probably won't give you all 5 gifts.
为什么
all together?
因为都没有需要，教会可是没有那么大，没有这个需要了，各位。
Because the need may not be there in time.
当有需要的时候，神会把你以前没有的 gift 会给你。
As the need arrives, God gave you the gift to satisfy the need.
所以你不要那么快说，我只有一个恩赐，就是睡觉，没有更多。
So don't ever shortchange yourself and say I only have one gift from the Lord.
不是，可能会慢慢日子久了。教会越来越大了，事工越来越多了，神会给一个你想都没有想到的恩赐会给你。
As you loyal to serve continuously, you may find and surprise that you get all kinds of blessings.
比如说，你看见孩子，你以前孩子做孩子没有什么感觉啊。
As you see, maybe you don't have any feeling for the kids.
可能教会儿童事工多了，你忽然间。给你试试一次，你就觉得哎，我都有这个喜欢孩子，但是孩子你看我是大孩子而已，这样子啊。
But as you see the church, children's need become bigger, and you might be get moved to serve in the children ministry.
哎呀，你以前没有想过你可以服侍儿童了，现在才发现，哎呀，孩子，我那孩子也是蛮欢迎我的，感谢主。
You might never thought about that serving in the children ministries before, but you may surprise one day that actually you're gifted to serve well in the children.
所以呢，神透过撒玛利亚不单是扩大他属灵视野，他也扩大他恩赐。
God used Samaria's people to actually open His perspective to serve not only in the administrative side but also evangelists.
那么第三方面，神也扩大他的心胸，他的 heart 扩大了。
And also God gave him a bigger heart than before.
他接纳不同的人的背景，不同的人的文化。
He accepts all the different background and perspective from the different people.
很多年前
，many years ago，
有一次我去参加一个 一个给牧者的一个教会政长的一个讲座。
I attended a seminar for the pastors of the church.
有一个牧师呢说，我现在放个片，那个老师哦，我现在要先放个片段给你们来看。
The speaker actually started with the video.
关于教会与文化的配合的意思。
And it is the relationship between the church and the culture.
就是说教会怎么样跟社会文化能够有好的互动。
How the church and the social movement can
culture
can be related together.
那么他这个放出来
，as he started the video，
原来是放那个李小龙被访问那个片段。李小龙
，and it actually is the movie star Bruce Lee，
不是打工公司，他被访问。
This interview with Bruce Lee，
那么人就问他说。中国功夫好像什么呢？这样子。
And people ask him, say, what is the nature of Chinese kung fu?
那么他就说中国功夫啊，他就说什么呢？他举个比方，我很记得。
And he used an analogy.
他呢就是拿一瓶水做的。
He take a cup of water.
然后把这一瓶。
He open the he take a bottle of water.
然后找这瓶水呢，就找这个碗里面。
And he pour the water in the bowl.
所以他说刚才呢水呢是一瓶水，现在呢是一碗水。
And before it started with a bottle of water, now it is a bowl of water.
所以呢他就说什么呢，水的本质没有变，就是 H2O 嘛，对不对？
The nature of the water didn't change.
但是呢那个水的形状变了，本来是一瓶高高的，现在是一碗扁扁的，有没有？
But the shape of the water was changed.
他的意思那个瓶子就是文化。
And the bottle is actually representing the culture.
就是我们身处多伦多这个地方的文化。
And like we are in Toronto, and we are bound by the culture in Toronto.
其实呢，教会呢，在另一个文化里面，它的本质不应该变，也不可以变。
And in other words, the church cannot change its culture.
但是呢，它在另外一个文化里面。它可以跟那个文化能够配合起来，能够继续的发出水的功能。
But as you get into a different culture or different shape, can be formed or created.
今天很多人对教会的认知啊，只是认知它的形状，没有认知到它的本质，你知道吗？
Recognize the true nature of church today.
所以很多的教会换了那个形状了，很多人都会说那个不是教会。
As the shape of the church changed, somebody don't even recognize it is church.
所以呢，他们就会抗拒
，and they may rebellious against.
所以呢，他说这个牧师说什么呢
？And what did this pastor say?
说教会我是要发出功能，你必须要了解你的文化，你的主题。
As a church want to serve its purpose of existence, it must know the culture that you are in.
所以呢，我们也发现每一个教会都有不同的文化特色，是不是？
So we all come to know that each church has its own cultural inclination.
昨天我说那个 Saddleback Church， 哇，那个弟兄姐妹很热情跟你握手。
And yesterday I mentioned the Saddleback Church. The brothers and sisters there are very welcoming when I'm visiting there.
有另外一个教会呢是 John MacArthur， 他是个很有名的解经家。
And there is another famous evangelist, John MacArthur. He has another church.
他很喜欢查经。
He loves to study Bible.
弟兄姐妹也很喜欢听他查经式的讲道。
And people love to listen to his church.
所以他的
Bible analogy.
弟兄姐妹呢，每次去聚会崇拜都带着一个 three ring binder， 那个活页的架子。
Everybody come to worship with a three ring binder.
哇，很多的这个讲义。
Lots of notes and sermons themes.
他们唱完之后呢，你会听见几千页的文件，那个文件架。
As you finish the service, that you may see a lot of emails flowing around.
No, 那个就是那个 free reminder hall opening close
opening in, the sign of the opening and close the.
几千个都在发出这种声音，很奇怪。
And it is a special music to the ear.
我去过一个教会
，I come to a church.
他呢，崇拜的中间呢，他们说好，我们现在跟。弟兄姐妹握手问安这样子。
The chairman invited people to say hello and welcoming your neighbors.
那么都站起来，大家握手了。
Everybody stand up and shake their hands.
通常呢，教会就一分钟、两分钟，最多就结束了嘛。
Normally this greeting should not last more than a minute.
他们花了15分钟去握手。
They use 15 minutes to greet each other.
不但是握手好，还到外面去吃东西了，这样子。
They not even just welcome by shaking hands, but they even take them out to have some drink and water.
好像休息时间一样的。
It's almost like a break.
那么后来我问他们的领袖，
I asked the chair,
我说这样子好吗？
Is it proper?
15分钟问安啊，
use 15 minutes to greet each other,
还跑到外面去吃东西啊，
and even get outside to eat something.
他说很好，
and they respond saying, yes, it is good.
弟兄们非常喜欢安装。
And brother and sister loved it.
因为崇拜会之后呢，各散东西都跑光光了。
And because they actually scattered right after the worship.
所以呢，崇拜会中间我们十五分钟彼此问候、彼此交接、彼此那个握个手，很温暖的这样子。
But during the worship, if you use 15 minutes to greet each other, it's very warm.
所以呢，我们就发现原来教会是那么不一样的地方，那么不一样的那个文化气氛。
We come to realize that there are many churches of different kind.
那么有些教会的敬拜方式不一样。
Some churches have a different worship style,
但是都有它的特别的意义。
But they all have a special meaning.
好像昨天我们有人问说，教会怎么看各式各样的 denomination 各样的宗派。
There was a question yesterday during the Q&A sessions about the various denominations of Christianity.
比如说，我们通常的唱。唱诗唱上帝说 doxology 都是在祝福之前唱是吧？
Normally we sing doxology in front of the blessings.
那么唱完之后呢，不是祝福就回家吃饭了是吧？
And after blessings, and we all go home to eat.
我到菲律宾的时候，
as I in Philippines,
我那个教会那个特别，他把上帝颂呢都放在前面来唱。
In our church, actually we sing doxology in the front.
那对我是很奇怪。
In the beginning, and it is surprising to me.
因为以前呢，唱三句颂呢，都已经到结束了，对不对？
Normally we sing doxology as a close to end.
那么结束的时候呢，就开始肚子饿了，是不是？
And we sing doxology and we start to be hungry.
所以一听见doxology三句颂，我就开始肚子饿了，对不对？
As I listen to doxology, my stomach is getting hungry.
那你现在放在前面，你不是一唱我就饿了吗？
Now you treat my hunger in front of the worship.
有点不习惯。
And I had to get used to it.
不过后来我读圣经。
But later on, as I read the Bible,
保罗写那个书信的时候，他常常把上帝颂都放在前面。
As Paul writes Bibles, that you actually see, he actually have the blessings in the front.
所以后来教会就把它放在后面，牧师祝福之前而已。
And then later on, the culture to set it to the back.
我有看见一个教会。
I also saw another church.
那个是圣公会，圣公会，英国的圣公会。
Yeah, a big church.
那么他们的讲台呢是不在中间，是在旁边。
And their pulpit is actually a corner of the stage.
是很高的，高的好像喇叭那么高。
It's actually very high up at the top.
坐在这里，那个牧师那么高，看着。
You can see the priest is actually looking down on you.
他们很习惯的。
They get used to that style.
他们读圣经的时候。
As they read the Bible,
这个是一个读经员嘛，他就从上面呢就走到下来，就站在这里读圣经。
And they actually will come down to the front and start reading to you at your level.
那么我们刚开始不明白为什么有这个做法，我也。
I don't understand this practice. Why do they have to come down and get close to the people to read Bible?
后来说不是的，我们有属灵的意义。
And I was wondering what's going on, but then.That I find out there is a special spiritual meaning to it.
我说什么属灵意义？
I know why.
他说，我从上面来把什么话从高天大到下来，代表约翰福音第一章第十四节，道成了肉身住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典的真理。
As I come down from high up, representing the word of the Lord, actually come down from high and bring up.
The word became fresh.
The word become fresh as it recorded in John chapter 1.
Oh, 原来有这个意思哦。
Then I realized that this is a special meaning to that practice.
有些教会呢，他们每一次主日崇拜，牧师跟诗班都从后面列队来到台前，有没有看过？
Some church actually have the pastors and the choir.
你们是 come out from the back. 你 你们是吗？
去 the front
有没有啊？是吗？
不是，有的就在后面慢慢偷偷摸摸的走进来。
And some actually seems to be sneaking into the front.
这些话就要 sneaking 进来，好像做贼一样。
Don't sneak into the worship.
有些人说，为什么那么的好像仪仗队一样，从后面跑到前面，凑队凑兵凑过来一样的？
Why do the choir and the pastors have to come in almost in such a formal action?
还要全体站立
，and everybody is supposed to be standing up
while they're doing it.
And the pastor actually was walking in the front.
其实呢，他有属灵意识
，and actually there was a spiritual meaning.
我们站起来是代表什么呢？我们的大君王耶稣基督进堂了，是这个意思啊。
It means actually is we stand up because the big emperor is coming to join us.
所以你看见英国那些国教，他们进堂的时候，牧师前面还有一个小孩子，抓着十字架。我们看到在前面一步一步，这个十字架代表基督，基督进堂了，我们跟随基督的意思。
And in the English church, actually, you see there's a little boy walk in the front with a cross, and that means the Christ is coming to the church, and we are following Christ.
虽然我们发现我们很多不明白的事情
，There's plenty of things that we don't really understand.
我们觉得是多余
，and we may think it is useless.
其实它里面有很深厚的属灵的意义
，but actually there is some spiritual underlying.
不过很可惜，很多人忘记这个意义。变成了这个仪式呢，就变成仪式，你知道吗
？But generally we forgot about the meaning of all the ceremonies and just have the ceremony and forgot about the
intent. 若是你的心跟所做的事情连在一起的时候，这个事情就有意义了。
When you have your heart and your actions linked together, there is a meaning, a special meaning for.
很多人批评，哎，这个崇拜节不好，这个节目不好。
Some of us may complain that this actually action is good, that episode is not good.
其实呢，每一次你的心跟崇拜会的节目连在一起的时候，这个节目就有意义。
But actually, if your heart and every single program step link in your heart together, that step and program has special meaning to you.
如果你的心不在这个节目里面的话，无论这个节目看起来多有意义，都没有意义。
If your heart is not there, no matter how meaningful that program step is.They don't mean anything to you.
好像以赛亚祷告的
，And Elijah said,
你们的嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，就是这个意思。
And he basically highlight the fact you many of you just speak and honor me with your word, but not your heart.
所以弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
这个的腓力一到撒玛利亚
，Philip as he enters Samaria，
他的视野看见更大的属灵需要。
He saw the big needs of all the people in Samaria.
我非常的感谢主，你们的王牧师、其他牧者告诉我们说，你们在圣体医生撒玛利亚、叙利亚、Syria 的那个难民啊，来去圣体来帮助他们。
Praise the Lord, I was informed by Reverend Wong that we are actually sponsoring a family coming from Syria.
哦，我听见我非常的兴奋。
I was excited as I hear this news.
我真的很感谢。
I praise the Lord.
差不多要再访问这个王牧师，详细报告一下。我希望更多华人教会学习你，正是那个心，不单只是说中国人，中国人，中国人。
I hope many other church will follow the steps that we have, and not just limiting our service to Chinese people only.
我们的教会
，our church，
圣地亚哥有另外的特点。
There is another specialty in San Diego.
全美国最多伊拉克人的城市。
In America, there is the most Syrian people in San Diego.
伊拉克人。
哦，有
Iraq
people.
最多的其实很靠近里面，就是 Detroit.
It's actually in Detroit.
靠近这边我们看到是不是 Detroit? 那么。第二多伊拉克人都是 San Diego， 就是我们这个城市。
And the second highest number of
伊拉克难民
Iraq people is in San Diego。
那么有八万
，there is 80,000 people。
那么现在我们教会呢，就跟另外的教会合作来去向这些人传福音。
Our church is actually cooperating with another church, trying to serve this group of people。
我们已经把这个工作呢，把道变成我们宣 宣教基金的一部分。
And we appointed this as a mission for mission fund.
所以我们看见这个的腓力呢，来到第三方面，他不但是到撒玛利亚，他还进到旷野，迈向万里，向非犹太人来去传福音。
As we see, Philip had actually the third part is to go out to the desert and preach in the open.
各位，你跟你的语言不一样的人相处的时候呢，都有一点的好像不太舒服。
And you don't feel comfortable as you are in the midst of other people speaking a different language.
必须要离开你的安舒地带。
You have to get out of your comfort zone.
好像我们昨天说，有些人我们今天到了一个年纪了，就好像在等一样的，在等300公里。
Oh, I mentioned there's a group of three people with three weight.
我们等吃啊，等睡啊，等死。
We wait to eat, we wait to sleep, and we wait to die.
有些人说，哎，我都没有什么大志，我希望就是安安乐乐的，然后就去见耶稣了这样子。
Some of us may not may be saying that I don't have a big dream to be fulfilled, but I just want to be quiet and see my Lord.
I'm unless,
and I want to die quietly.
这个叫 unless. 有些人就是哎，我没有什么心动，我整天就是搞这个我的后院的那些花啊，那些草啊，那些草啊，那些花花草这样的。
I'm happy just to go out to my garden and play with the flowers and grass and stuff.
哎，还种了很多花花菜菜的这样子嘛。
There's plenty of other vegetables and stuff.
后院里一大堆花草，房子里还是一大堆的东西。
But there's plenty of stuff for me to take care of.
啊，都是跟植物为伍。
And they are, I'm happy with the plants.
这个植物里面。
This is like a vegetable.
要做三等公民，要做安，要想安乐死，要做植物人。可是我们这样子就过完一生了，各位。
Don't be a paralyzed person, just like a vegetable.
弟兄姐妹，求主帮助我
们。And dear brothers and sisters,
你说你不是你讲的太高了，我刚信主，我什么都不懂，怎么做跨文化宣教呢？你叫我去巴基斯坦吗
？And I just accepted Christ. And what do you expected of me?
各位。我给个小例子给你。
I give you a small example.
有一个日本的女，一个太太。
And there is a Japanese lady.
她呢不讲英语。
He doesn't speak English.
她是基督徒。
And she's a Christian.
但是她对宣教很有负担。
She is very strong in the evangelical
missions.
Mission.
Cross-cultural missions. 跨文化宣教。
Cross-cultural missions is her heart.
那么她有一天就想到说，我可以做什么呢？
But one day she said to herself, what can I do?
你知道日本女生啊，女人啊，很拿手两个事情，第一个做什么呢？吃的，休息，对不对？第二个呢，插花，对不对？
The two strengths of the Japanese ladies normally is because they know how to make sushi, and the second is how they plant, or make flower arrangements for.
所以呢，她到巴基斯坦
，and she went to Pakistan.
然后呢，就开班教那些巴基斯坦妇女做sushi。
And she teach the Pakistan's ladies how to make sushi.
然后教他们插花
，and ask them teach them how to make floral arrangements.
那么这个日本还算是发达国家，你知道吗
？And you know Japan is actually a big country.
所以呢，那是巴基斯坦呢，就是地上世界都很 look up， 就是哇，这个有点崇洋或者西洋，是东洋啊，这个日本来教我们做的事情，很高兴去了。
And those Pakistan ladies actually looked up to this Japanese lady.And try to learn.
学完以后
，as after they learn，
就有宣教师呢，将来在妇女传福音，用这个书写的信仰。
And some people actually start to minister to them, and starting with sushi.
都可以。
You can start with.
在我的教会
，and in our church，
我说用这个怎么去参与宣教
？How do you start a ministry？
有三个字
，and there's three words.
第一个。你真的变成宣教士，我当然不多，可能当中有一位两位，将来会变成宣教士。
And you can become a minister，
或者说第二个你都可以做的，就说从现在开始，你祷告说，主啊，在未来一年、两年或者三年，给我有一个机会去出外做两个礼拜的短宣，求你为我预备假期，求你为我预备资金，
If you don't think you can go out to be the minister yourself, but you can pray and ask the Lord to prepare you in the next 1, 2, or 3 years and give you a chance to have at least a short-term mission for a week or two. You pray.
You just get judged.
And may the Lord give you the vacation, the holidays to do this.
You forget it, Susie.
And give you the opportunity and the resources.
So, you really play the game. P-L-E, like to play.
P-L-E, play. Play the game.
It's a time.
Yeah, participate.
第二，就是说, you have, 如果是你不能去的话, 你可以为人祷告, you pray. 你为宣教士祷告.
And if you can't go yourself, you can pray for the ministers, ministries out there.
So, 第一个就是 play.
Pray.
第二个就是 pray. P-L-A-Y.
P-L-A-Y versus P-R-A-Y.
第三个是, 不但是祷告, 还有经济的知识, you pay. P-A-Y.
P-A-Y.
You play, you pray, and you pay. 用这三个方法来支持宣教工作.
And use these three prayers to pray to support the ministry.
我们中文啊, 很好,
Chinese word.
你说, 我要做宣教, 有些人要做宣教士, 对不对?
Someone want to become a minister.
Missionary.
A missionary.
如果你不能做宣教士的话,
and if you can't be a missionary,
那个是, 有另外一个事, 你可以做, 有宣教士,
and you can be the affair of minister.
你可以做宣教的事情,
ministry affairs.
你不能做前线的, 你可以做后方,
you cannot be the front line, but you can in the background.
你不能抓枪, 你不能去拿着枪子, 但是可以做子弹后面。
You can be the offensive, but you can be the defensive.
这一种的教会,
and if we have, we are in this kind of church,
这个参与大使命的教会,
and the one who participate in the big mission,
就会前进,
you progress.
这个前进的时候呢,
as we move forward,
也会带动属灵生命的成长,
and we actually bring along the spiritual growth of our
brothers. 我的灵力比较成熟了, 我去做宣教, 才去动,
We may all think that we should wait until we are actually mature enough to grow.
其实呢，当我们动的时候呢, 我们的属灵生命也会带动成长, 你知道吗?
But you know, as we move, actually it brings growth with it.
求主帮助,
praise the Lord to help us.
我们人生几个阶段?
We are actually in the different stages of life.
可能在现在地方教会不是,
and we may be today serving in local churches.
神要兴起做个传福音的人。
And God wants you to become a person who preaches the word.
最后，我们全教会都参与宣教的事情。And
the whole church participate in this event.
我们一同祷告。And
let's pray.
求主改变我们的生命。Praise
the Lord to help us to change us.
改变我们的教会。And
change our church.
使到我们这个教会，使到我们自己能够成为主耶稣手中所使用的器皿。Let
our church become the apparatus that you can use.
能够成为万人的祝福。
And become the blessings of many.
奉主名祷告。
And in the name of the Lord, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.